Welcome to the Messenger Podcast. I hope that you will sit back and take a few moments to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord would like to say to you today. He is encouraging us and challenging us to not be afraid, but to be strong in the power of His might. Now, let's go to today's podcast. Well, I welcome you all to this podcast, and it's going to be a very tender and special podcast. During this time right now where the world is in upheaval and so many things going on in the church with so many further exposures of deviant acts, monetary gambling, as it were, and just inappropriate and criminal activity, and then being covered up, it can be a lot to have to just navigate and, of course, process. And we're going to look at something more precious and tender, which is the fact that the Lord sees us. He wants you to know He sees you individually as His unique and beautiful creation. And before we move any further, I want to dedicate this podcast to two of my most favorite people, and it's Steve and Karen Elliott. They live somewhere in Texas, and we have a long, wonderful testimony and history and story about how God had us meet, and the amazing testimony of Karen's life and Steve and his amazing work to help others in the areas of addictions and helping people handle their businesses properly. These two people, and I and Steve, and especially me and Steve Elliott, not my Steve, but when Steve Elliott and I get together discussing football, I think Karen wants to light her hair on fire and run out of the room, because Steve is like a big brother everybody wants to have. He knows how to razz me just right, and I razz him right back. But they are wonderful and amazing people, and they have been to foreign countries to help build micro businesses for the impoverished, and story after story. But I want to dedicate this podcast to them, because I know that at times people don't always see what God has done in the lives of individuals who have suffered and struggled, and yet they continue to be truth tellers and tell about themselves, have no fear or shame to tell what God has redeemed and brought them from. And so Steve and Karen, when you listen to this, I just want to let you know how much I love you and how I treasure this friendship we've had for well over 25 years now. So I want to bring up the subject about what is a sparrow. The scripture talks about that the Father even cares about the sparrows, and they're really pretty common little nondescript. They're not bright little birds. They're just kind of dull in color, kind of a dove gray. But you know, the sparrow is a clever little bird. In Psalm 84, David describes his longing to be with the people of God. And in the actual moment that he wrote this, he was a wanderer and a fugitive. He was not able to be in a place where he could have fellowship with God or other people. And this is when he wrote Psalm 84. It says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." Have you ever felt this way or longed for fellowship like David wrote about with the Lord? His word so clearly expresses what it meant to David. Then he remembered one of his bird-watching experiences. He remembered how at one time when he was in the house of God, he looked up toward the altar and he noticed some movement. When he looked closer, he found a sparrow building her nest. So he wrote in verse 3, "Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar." "Lord Almighty, my King and my God," he said, "I wish I could be like that sparrow. I wish I could be like that swallow that is able to build its nest at the very altar of God." What David is saying here is, can you think of anything better than to have your home in the altar of God, in the sanctuary? You know, this is something so very precious to me, because I'm always so tremendously interested in nurturing and loving my family and my grandchildren that I just can't pass this over. Did you notice this swallow chose the altar of God to build a nest for her family? She could have chosen any place to build a nest, but she chose the altar of God. Yes, the sparrow is a clever bird. So how do we build your own nest? How do you build your nest in the sanctuary of God? I believe that things are put here for a reason and for instruction. So I'm going to suggest that if you want your family to be all that God wants it to be, build your nest, metaphorically speaking, at the altar. Build your nest in the sanctuary, because in the sanctuary is the answer to every question that you have. And I hope that you understand that I'm not talking about a church building. I'm talking about your fellowship with God, the sanctuary of the presence of God. There must also always be room in your nest to include those with broken wings or who have been abandoned or left as orphans. You know, a sparrow is valuable. One more lovely thing about the sparrow. The sparrow is a valuable bird. I'm sure that some people might question this statement, but it is a valuable bird indeed. Some may say, but not to man. It is valuable to God, though. I'm sure the Lord did some bird watching as he traveled to places with his dear friends, but this particular instance that he records is in the temple. As he went into the temple one day, he saw a whole bunch of sparrows. Remember that we're talking about a small bird with their legs tied together, and they were being sold for a sacrifice in the temple. In Matthew chapter 10, notice what Jesus has to say about sparrows. As he looked at those sparrows, he said in verse 29, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing?" That was the least expensive offering that anybody could make. If we were to stop there, we would say, well, what we ordinarily say, what's a sparrow? They're not worth anything at all. But the Lord said in the last part of verse 29, "And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father knowing about it." That is how valuable they are. Not one sparrow falls to the ground without God knowing about it. What do you think about when you see a dead sparrow? Do you just kick it out of the way and go on? Often we see someone much like the little dead sparrow, wounded or suffering from the cruelty of others, too busy to really care about a broken wing or perhaps even care about their broken heart. So many are busy licking their own wounds and getting on with their own lives that they are unaware of the sparrows that God has placed in their midst, those who need to be invited into a place of sanctuary. Do you treat your employees like this, or a friend who has been through a season of great sorrow and loss? Do you find yourself simply walking past the wounded or dead sparrow? That would be a normal reaction, but evidently, when the Lord saw the sparrow that fell, he felt very differently. He said, "My Father knows about that sparrow, and my Father cares about it." Then notice what he says in Matthew 10, verse 30. "And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." A sparrow is so important to God that it doesn't fall to the ground without God knowing about it. And you and those whom he has placed around you to radiate truth and hope to are of more value than many sparrows. In Matthew chapter 6, I think that the Lord has done some bird watching and might want us to do some as well, because he said, this is Matthew 6, 26 through 34, "Look at the birds of the air. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, but your heavenly Father feeds them. And you know that you are worth much more than the birds. You cannot add any time to your life by worrying about it. And why do you worry about clothes? Look at how the lilies in the field grow. They don't work or make clothes for themselves, but I tell you that even Solomon with his riches was not dressed as beautifully as one of these flowers. I clothe the grass in the field, which is alive today, but tomorrow is thrown into the fire. so you can be even surer that I will clothe you. Don't have so little faith. Don't worry and say, what will we eat or what will we drink or what will we wear? The people who don't know God keep trying to get these things, and your Father in heaven knows you need them. Seek first God's kingdom and what God wants. Then all your other needs will be met as well. So don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will have its own worries. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That last part of verse 26, it asks such a beautiful and piercing question. And do you not know that you are worth much more than the birds? Or in another translation, it asks, are you not of more value than they? In other words, if God cares this much about a sparrow, about a bird, how much more then does he care about you? Think about it. We are the crown jewel of his creation. We are made in his image. We see what he has made in nature alone and then think, wow, even mankind is elevated above all that. God, you really are amazing. God, you really do love us. If our response is not adoration and praise, we need to check our hearts and see God once again for who he is. A very well-spoken and eloquent preacher said one time, there is never a sparrow that dies but that God goes to its funeral. This really touched my heart and impressed me. Not a sparrow dies but that God goes to its funeral. The next time that you see a sparrow, remember that God is paying attention to that little sparrow. God is interested in you, and he is interested and concerned about me as well. Remember that God cares about you so much more than even that sparrow, and that he wants to draw you closely into a safe place of sanctuary with him, a place of safety and peace where you can rest and learn about his love for you, for your family, and those dear close friends and perhaps a few lost or weary lonely souls that he has sent to you. In such vulnerable moments, we need to take heart to the words of 2 Chronicles 16:9. It says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro or back and forth throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. King David tenderly expressed this reality when he wrote, keep me as the apple of your eye, and that means the pupil or the center of your vision. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. That's Psalm 17:8. Truly, we need to know we are not alone. I hope you will never again look at a sparrow in quite the same way. We're even told in Psalm 84:3 through 4 that sparrows and swallows find a home and a nest at the altars of the Lord, at the tabernacle, at the temple of God, and how much more so should we? Here's a little observation assignment for you. Watch a little bird, and when you do, stay focused for a while. Yes, focus and realize that God is looking at you even more intently in that very same moment. After all, people are like sparrows in being noticed and cared for by God, yet in an even greater way. But mark this difference in your observing. You will move on in a world that doesn't stop, but God never takes his eyes off of you. God deeply cares for you as spoken in 1 Peter 5:7. It says, cast or throw towards all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. It's all part of an amazing love story of a love affair started by him and is highlighted by the invitation from God's Son to follow him. This invitation is constant and runs over like a cool glass of water with an incredible promise to us who, like the sparrow, are not neglected or forgotten. Now, while the world values power, status, and outward appearance, God values the lowly and the unseen. Pharaohs were considered little worse in ancient marketplaces, yet Jesus said, "Not one falls without the Father knowing." This is not a message about birds alone, but about you and me. If God cares for the sparrow, how much more does He care for you, His beloved child? In moments when we feel overlooked or forgotten, the image of the sparrow reminds us that God's eyes never turn away. He knows your fears. He sees your needs, and He is always near. This truth helps to free us to live without fear and to trust in His daily provision and protection. I really like this soft, honest, and simple prayer by Annabelle Thompson, who is a missionary. Father God, thank You for showing me how deeply You care for every living thing through the sparrow. Even when I feel small or unnoticed, help me remember Your eyes are always on me. Teach me to trust in Your daily care and to rest in the knowledge that I am never forgotten. Help me to live with faith that sees Your hand in every detail, just as You provide for the birds of the air. May I always find peace in knowing You are near. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Dear listener, the Heavenly Father has much to tell you regarding all of the plans that He has for you. Settle into the nest and rest. God is waiting to speak and meet with you. I hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. I look forward to our next podcast. I have some things on my heart that I feel I need to share, maybe parse out some of the situations we're seeing in the charismatic prophetic world, and I tread it lightly and gently, but with caution regarding some of the misappropriating of the use of the gifts, as well as the disobedience in using the gifts for personal gain. I thank those of you who have been so gracious to have supported what I do in ministry as unto the Lord. I was able to do a lot more pro bono counseling or cut the fees down for people who were just struggling financially and still needed to have that personal counseling work. So thank you for helping bring some of those people into your nest and assist me. And I wish you all a very beautiful season of renewal as we face new days ahead. And I encourage you, get close to the Lord, you little sparrow. You're worth much to Him, and you're not just a little non-seen, plain little bird. In His eyes, you are a magnificent creature and being, and He sees radiant beauty from you because He formed you with the tip of His finger. Until we meet again, I say goodbye to you, and I ask the Heavenly Father would make Himself and His kindness and His power and His might and His protective grace more real to you each and every day. Goodbye for now.